Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Halle Berry, the actress, got into an automobile accident the other night. I guess, I don't know, the other night or when it took place, but she was coming home from a girlfriend's house. She did an interview with Diane Sawyer on 2020 Wednesday. She says she doesn't remember the crash. She insists she was not deliberately fleeing the accident scene, although she did go to her boyfriend's house or some friend's house after the accident. Because she had a conk on the head. She had blood pouring from her forehead. She's not sure where on her head it was coming from. The car crashed. She had no idea how she got there, what happened to her, if she hit something, if something hit her. Asked about rumors she might have been involved in other hit-and-run accidents, she denies them, and the police say there are no prior hit-and-runs. And, by the way, the woman with whom she had the accident, a woman by the name of Hetta Raythatha, R-A-Y-T-H-A-T-H-A, has filed a personal injury lawsuit. Now, the judge in the accident, the actual criminal, I guess, aspect of this accident, the judge gave, a fine of some $13,000. $13,500 and placed her on probation for 3 years. Looking at this from the Hollywood File is Margaret Gray. And, Margaret, how are you this afternoon?
Phil, I'm doing really well.
Okay, what about this accident, and what does this mean to Halle Berry and her career?
Halle is absolutely precious. She is such a talent, and she's such a bright light. And we really look after her in Hollywood. She is our little chocolate kiss. We're very, very proud of Halle. She's our little brown Marlo Thomas. I really think of her as our little brown Marlo Thomas. She's just a lot of fun, and Halle is a celebrity. Now, here is this woman, this Miss Raythatha. An accident occurs. The woman is filing some lawsuit, doesn't understand a lot of the pressures that a lot of our actors are involved in. Now, this was some accident in West Hollywood, and let me tell you something. We know that there are people out there who want to get us, those of us in entertainment. They sue, they leave their secretarial jobs. If they spot John Cusack coming out of a Norm's restaurant in Hollywood, they want a piece of him. It goes on and on and on. Now, this Hetta Raythatha is...
Now, you're saying that this is just a citizen out there looking to target a celebrity. Is that it?
Absolutely, Phil. And it happens all the time. This woman probably had a script sitting on the seat right next to her.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Here's what I mean. And this is just my opinion, but a lot of people want to make the acquaintance of someone in Hollywood because they want to get a movie made. They want a job in Hollywood. They want to move their way up the ladder.
And so then what do? They dummy up an accident? I mean, you know, you get very seriously hurt. There was blood on Ms. Berry. I don't know, this Miss Raythatha said that she has a broken wrist, or at least the press reports that there was a personal injury. It seems pretty extreme. You want to meet somebody in Hollywood to run into them.
Well, again, Phil, I'm not saying that she knew that was Halle Berry in that car. Once she found out, and we have that kind of predatory person in Hollywood, once she found out, then she goes to work. Really, the worst part is that the judge gave her $13,000 fine and 200 hours of community service, Phil. That is a very, very rough fine, because you're talking about someone who is an artist, and you're talking about someone who has artistic sensibilities. You don't put the actor in proximity to the non-actor, because it's almost like a form of what you do then, Phil, is you're putting them into the cycle of abuse. And the cycle of abuse and the psychological rape of actors is commonplace, and that's really what I'm talking about.
The cycle of abuse, and what else did you say?
The psychological rape of actors by non-actors that goes on in our society.
Look, she was involved in an automobile accident, and a lot of people get community service. Whether or not she was guilty of any grave, horrific assault is not the point, is it?
Phil, what I'm saying is, I think that when you're talking about a Halle Berry, when you're talking about any individual involved in some incident that has nothing to do with their acting career, you better be careful.
Well, now, Margaret.
No, Phil, really, you had better be careful because we protect our own in Hollywood. I don't like to see someone as sweet, as lovely, as wonderful as Halle Berry victimized by a non-actor and trying to take advantage of her.
All right, Margaret Gray on the line with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Halle Berry has been fined $13,500 and placed on probation for 3 years after pleading no contest to a misdemeanor charge of leaving the scene of an automobile accident. Now, this was something that took place in West Hollywood, and it was with a non-actor or...
A non-actor, a citizen, yes.
Okay, somebody who was just in her way. Let me ask you something about the... when you talk about the psychological rape of performers...
Well, Phil, what is going on out there really is... If you push a Halle Berry or a Zsa Zsa Gabor or anyone into community service, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, this is community service.
Yes. And
So she could be guilty, right?
That's not the point. Community service. Pushing a Halle Berry into community service is like almost as if she were to circumcise herself without anesthetic. It would be bloody mutilation. It would be...
Whoa. What are you talking about?
I am saying that when you put the actor into community service with non-actors, it is a bloody, bloody thing psychologically to them. And I'm trying to avoid that at all costs. And
what do you mean it's like her circumcising herself without anesthetic? And
that kind of pain.
God almighty.
It is that painful, Phil, and that's what we really have to look out for. It is an imposition. This head of Rathatha should know we take care of our own. I recommend that Ms. Rathatha give up this lawsuit, that there be a concerted effort to kiss more actor ass in this town, because that way we can save the film business for Los Angeles. You know we're losing it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the line with Margaret Gray, and we're talking about Halle Berry. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Lady you have is completely out of line. She has
we
no
take,
point.
We take care of our own in Hollywood.
Ma'am, I'm speaking. One moment, please. She's totally out of line. She doesn't have any base in reality. Nobody is above the law if they're an actor or if they're an everyday person. That woman also has to make a living just like everybody else in the world. She has to put food on her table and make her car payment.
So you want her to stop for every little red light. Is that it?
Ma'am, the law. It is the law in California. That's why they have traffic people out here. They have those cameras to take your picture because people
get killed. You have actors leaving the set at night. They eat a few Nembutal. They chase it with a flask of Remy Martin. You want these people stopping for every red light. The sooner they get home, and the...
Wait. They're getting into a car after drinking Remy Martin and eating a few Nembutal, and
that is the life of our actor.
And that is against the law. And if any actor has to live like that, then I'm not going to pay to go see their movie or watch their shows. It is not worth anybody's life for that. I've had people injured by people who've been hit by running red lights.
Do you understand the actor?
You know what? An artist is an artist. Who gives a damn?
Who gives a damn?
A person just like the rest of everybody else, and just because they are an artist does not put them above the law.
Darling, imagine circumcising yourself with no anesthetic.
You know what? Morals are morals, and right is right. Just because you
the lady in San Diego, the lady in San Diego is expressing.
Oh, Phil, please don't start playing the advocate of the people. It doesn't look good on you.
Wait a minute, lady.
I want to ask you. The lady in San Diego is making simply this point. Why do we have to step back?
Do you know how much money is leaving California in the film business? Do either of you know how much money we're losing in California?
You know how much money's coming in electronics and computers and medical and biomedical? That is nothing.
So in other words, we're going to be just like New York State. Is that it? Is that what you want to be?
Well,
just
you know
like
what?
Florida?
I happen to have grown up in New York City. So what's your problem about that?
I'll tell you what my problem is. We have film business here. We have actors here.
You know what? California
there are
is more
to
than
film. We have
California
nightclubs.
Is more than actors. California is more than anything.
If your idea, and we're women, and you know what we suffer.
You know what? If I'm a woman, You know what? And I don't want to be your kind of woman because you just don't base your life in reality. Just think because you're a woman, because you're an actor, because you're an artist, we have to take care of our own. Well, if that's the way it is, I'm going back to New York.
If you and I were to find a jagged rock, spread our legs, and try to hump it, that's what Hallie's going through right now.
Please.
Please.
Is gross. No, that is true.
Gross.
That is true.
Gross. Misreputation.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
Just because she's a woman.
God.
Women run red lights every day. Women kill other women who run red lights.
You might as well take splinters of glass and make Hallie sit on them for what they are doing to our wonderful, wonderful girl. She is such a beautiful brown girl.
You know what? I'm a wonderful girl, too. I'm Irish. I'm white. Why can't you say something nice about white people, huh? It's not just that because she's black.
Why are you making this about your race? This is interesting. Why are you making this about your race?
Because you keep going, she's such a black, lovely, long lady. She's not a
darling. She's our little Hershey Kiss.
Hershey Kiss.
Excuse me, were you in the Flintstones? No. Were you in Why Do Fools Fall in Love? No. Were you in Jungle Fever? No.
You know
were
what?
You married to
I've
David
never
Justice?
Heard of any of those
well,
movies.
Well, you know, I don't know where you've been, but to make Halle Berry do community service with non-actors, they might as well give her a lobotomy up through her nose. And I really, really mean that, Phil.
Good God. You're saying that for her to be around people who don't act, who...
Must be cared for.
Everybody who's not an artist, an actor, or a woman, practically, is they're lower than life.
And you got her humping jagged rocks. That's what it would be like?
Yes, I said that, and I stand by that.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Well, right. Phil, how about this?
You know, you're really mature.
No, you're very mature.
No, you're really mature.
You're very mature.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, who is a... she's an accomplished entertainment writer, don't get me wrong. And yes, she knows a lot of these people. But I don't think Halle Berry doing 200 hours of community service is forcing her to do splits over glass. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Our Hollywood File this afternoon with Margaret Gray, talking about Halle Berry's problems with an automobile accident in West Hollywood. The judge has sentenced, or I guess is a good phrase, to a $13,000 fine and 200 hours of community service. It was an automobile accident in West Hollywood. She was in her car. She hit, or someone hit her in an intersection. I think it was like, I'm not sure where it was. Margaret, do you know exactly where the accident took place?
Yes, Phil. It was at Sunset and Doheny. And that is a very significant place because...
Sunset and Doheny is West Hollywood, right?
Yes. Sunset and Doheny, Phil, is memorialized in a song by Jan and Dean. And I want you to indulge me because it goes something like this. Well, I was cruising in my car late one night when an XKE pulled up on the right.
Do we got to hear the whole... I know the song, Dead Man's Curve, okay?
But there's a place there where something about, I caught him at Doheny, but I started to swerve. You know?
Yeah, and then we raced all the way to Dead Man's Curve. Yes, I know the song. I know where Doheny is.
I caught him at Doheny, but we...
Okay. The point is, it's in the song Dead Man's Curve, Jan and... What's that got to do with anything?
Dead Man's Curve. Automobile accident. Halle Berry. Jesus Christ, would you...
Would you watch your language, please?
Well, open your eyes, Phil. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, so there's some significance there. I mean, this lady tracked Halle Berry and decided she'd nail her at Sunset and Doheny to fulfill some Jan and Dean death wish. Is that what we're talking about?
You know, you're very, very immature, Phil. You've got so much talent, but you don't want to listen. Right now, Phil, the actor must go to the set and be around gaffers, electricians, set builders, craftspeople, caterers. The stench doesn't end. And If they have a trailer that's near that area, the stench goes through the air vents in the trailer. That's what I'm talking about. We look out for our own in Hollywood, and maybe someday when you're on the inside looking out, Phil, you'll be looking out for your own, too.
Well, you know, excuse me, I'm just a lousy radio guy, and of course I have you on my show every week.
Which I'm very appreciative of.
Okay, so maybe I'm not on the outside looking in too much. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
I just wanted to comment on the fact that actors are not necessarily royalty. So nothing should be making them exempt.
Well, in Los Angeles, it's a whole different paradigm.
I'm coming home right now from an internship with Fox. I think I understand exactly what it's like out there.
An internship with Fox? Well, you're just one step away from being the next Louis Mayer, aren't you?
I'm not
saying
that I have...
Darling, let's live in reality, all right? So you're fetching coffee for Richard Appel. What is that compared to being next to Halle Berry on the set...
I was just saying, I speak with actors and directors and writers all day, every day, on the phone, in person, in conferences, and there's nothing that separates them from every other human being who has a job to do.
I'm saying they're very sensitive, though, because they're artists. I've seen Halle on the set. She sweats a little bit more than most people. That poor girl has to have a person following her everywhere, mopping pit
sweat.
Why
don't you just say that Halle is weak, then? Then don't say
no,
that she deserves to be exempt because she's an actress.
She is a sensitive young woman.
Well, that's fine. Say she's a sensitive young woman, but don't say she deserves to be exempt as if she's royalty.
You know what I was talking about, the fact that our artists have to deal with the stench on the set? Right now, you're an intern. You are that stench that plagues actors. And
that is very unnecessary.
I'm not saying this young lady, but I'm saying she's part of the nebulous stench that is on the set.
Well, then Halle Berry can't escape it, and I don't think that doing any sort of community service is going to hurt her in any way.
I don't think that it's going
to... It's not like they're going to have her working on the chain gang. She's going to be doing a regular job like anyone else to provide a service to the community for what she's done wrong.
I just think... What she's done wrong. Well, what she did wrong...
Yeah, what she did wrong. And what she did do wrong, at least as if I understand this, is she did leave the scene of an accident. Now, yes, I know she was stunned. Yes, I know there were circumstances that perhaps all of us might have done the same thing. She had blood coming from her head. It's possible the young woman might have had a concussion. I don't know.
But it's still illegal.
It's still against the law. And
but she's such a sweet girl. She's my little brown Marla Thomas. Why... I don't understand either one of you people. What are you
saying?
There's
a lot of very sweet women out there that are not exempt from paying fines for doing stupid things.
She's my little chocolate Easter egg.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, God. Stop it, will you?
She's my little brown cat.
Okay. Anyway, ma'am, thank you for your call.
No problem.
What is up with you, my little brown Easter egg?
Actors need to live in sanctuary, like a bird sanctuary filled with trees and waterfalls. This is a way of allowing their creativity to blossom. And I'm saying that when you send Halle, when you send Ted, when you...
Who's Ted?
Ted Danson, who I just... Oh, God, I love him. I saw him at a restaurant. He's really very normal. He was really nice. He gave me his autograph, and...
Okay, so they need a sanctuary.
Why are you angry today? Why are you angry today? Really, I want to know.
I'm not angry.
You have been cutting me off, you are abrupt, and you are rude. Why are you angry?
Margaret, I want to get to the point, okay?
Yes.
And when you're talking to me about Ted, I don't know who Ted is. Ted Turner? Ted, Williams?
Where do you live? You live in L.A.?
No, I don't live in L.A. I live in Westlake Village.
Then you live in L.A.
Okay, great. I live in L.A.
And you don't know Ted. Phil, you are very, very close to being affected by the very stench I'm talking about. You know that you're an artist, right?
Yeah, I'm an artist. Okay.
You have to deal with the stench of Craig and Mike. You're living in that stench, too. Halle Berry has to live in the stench. And all I'm asking you...
Live in the stench. These are... Hold on. Tell her to get to the point, will you, Mike? Ted. I saw him at a thing. Margaret Gray is with us. We're talking about Halle Berry. What's next for her? It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. In our Hollywood file this afternoon, Margaret Gray, as we talk about Halle Berry. We're talking about an automobile accident she was involved in. Halle Berry, by the way, has starred in the films, Margaret mentioned them, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, The Flintstones, Boomerang, Jungle Fever. People magazine named her one of its 50 most beautiful people, and the former model is also a spokeswoman for Revlon. She is quite lovely, and she was married also to the former Atlanta Brave star David Justice. David Justice no longer plays for the Braves. He plays for the Cleveland Indians, and we hope that David Justice, just speaking personally, never, ever, ever wins a World Series ring, because I personally think he's a walking turd. I'm Phil Hendry. Our number is 1-800...
Oh, that was really classy. That was...
That's just how I feel, okay?
Well, speaking of that, I wanted to tell you something about Halle Berry. This drives the point home. Halle Berry, and by the way, David Justice is still a very beautiful man.
Great.
Halle Berry, Phil, as she gets more famous and as she goes up the ladder of success, becomes more purified. And in so doing, and this is a very interesting thing, Halle only eliminates once every other day. Okay? So,
what does that mean?
Well, I don't want to be graphic, Phil. I think you know what I'm talking about. She has a movement every 2 days instead of one, because there's less toxin, less impurity, and more purity. And I'm given to understand, I don't know, but I know some of the people over at the studio say that, yes, it smells like, you know, incense or some kind of like a patchouli. So this is really what we're talking about. That's why she needs to be protected.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. San Bernardino on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's see, where am I going? San Bernardino, hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, dear.
You know, I am just so upset with that Margaret, because she continually puts you down, and I don't think you deserve it. She is so obnoxious. Margaret, you're so obnoxious. You're so conceited.
Darling,
you feel like you know everything about everything, and I think it's terrible the way, as many times as Phil has you on the show, I think it's terrible why you usually have a knife in his back, and I think it's terrible.
I've known Phil for a long time. He's a big boy. He can take it. Now, he's doing things.
No, but not over the radio. I think it's terrible.
Well, he's doing
things. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Darling, he's doing things that I think are uncalled for. He's questioning Halle Berry.
Well, I don't care. I don't know who Halle Berry is. I have never,
darling,
I've never seen a movie with her.
Did you see The Flintstones?
No, I did not. I have.
Did you see Jungle Fever?
No, I did not.
You didn't.
I have not.
That's unusual.
I haven't seen a movie in probably about 4 years, and I don't watch television.
Well, remember Dorothy Dandridge? Oh, I know you. She looks just like Dorothy Dandridge. She is our little brown Hershey Brown kiss.
Yeah.
She's my little chocolate girl. Now,
but that's no sign and reason for you to cut Phil down so much.
I think
you're mean as heck.
Well, why can't he accept the fact that Halle has transcended? She has. Now, listen to me, dear. This is really important. She only has a bowel movement every other day.
Well, that isn't something to be discussed on the radio, for heaven's sake.
Absolutely.
Haven't you got any manners
at
all?
The reason why I bring it up is because she has reached a level of physical purity.
Okay, well, whatever.
So what? That is not something to discuss on a live radio.
I'm trying to be very clean.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, darling, I don't mean to offend you. I'm trying to be clean.
No, but then don't talk about such things on the radio.
Don't you think it's unusual that a person's eliminations would smell like patchouli?
Well, I wouldn't know, and I haven't the least idea or the least interest in it. And I think, you should not discuss it on the radio.
Well, you know something? You have a very good point. I'm sorry. Phil has been very kind to me. He's had me on his program.
Thank you for finally admitting that.
I owe my voice to my late father, who was an opera star.
Mm-hmm.
And a voice teacher.
But I
still say you shouldn't discuss such things like that.
You're absolutely
on the
true.
Radio.
What if I said this? When Halle leaves the restroom, it's like someone sprayed Glade Spring Blossom.
Well,
maybe somebody did spray Glade Spring Blossom.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Isn't that a good point?
Yeah, that's a great, Margaret. I'm glad you see our point. Thank you very much, dear, for your call. I'm going to move on. You're very nice to back me up.
Okay, well, okay. I sure want to anytime.
God, you really love to kiss the listeners' butts, don't you?
I'm being nice to the lady. Thank you very much, dear.
You're terrible, right. Margaret. You didn't need to say that.
Come on.
That's more of your insulting to Phil, and I think it's terrible.
All right. Thank you, dear, for backing me up. I appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I thought you were trying to get the young demos.
She's a nice lady that called up. And what do you mean it smells like somebody sprayed Glade Spring Blossom? Dana Point on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
First of all, I would love to get the name of Halle Berry's attorney.
Can I ask the lady, are you under the age of 70? Right off the bat, we got to know that.
Okay.
Never mind. Go ahead. You want to get the name of Halle Berry's attorney?
Yeah, I would love to get community service for leaving a scene of an accident.
Well, how many accidents have you left the scene of?
Well, why isn't she in jail? Don't you go to jail for that?
She was stung. She possibly had a concussion.
I don't care.
She was injured. She was injured. She's an actor.
Don't you wait for medical attention and see if the person you hit had
not
injury?
Not if you've been stunned so badly that you don't know where you are. And she's an actress.
Well, you know, I'm so amazed that she was able to make it home in one piece then.
Oh, aren't you sarcastic?
Well, I'm feeding off of you, ma'am.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I am telling you that Halle Berry has a gift. She brings joy to millions of people. I don't know who you are or what you do, but I know that Halle brings a great deal of joy to many people.
I've grown up in a showbiz family. I married into a showbiz family. I've been around it. So, you know what? One smoke up my tush isn't going to get you anywhere. The fact of the matter is she could have gone to jail, and she got lucky to get 200 hours of community service.
I understand.
I want her lawyer.
Because your father worked in craft service doesn't mean you were around showbiz people, okay?
No. Your father worked in craft services.
The circus is not showbiz, darling. Okay,
so what is this? Excuse
me, you live in San Diego, but you're in the entertainment field?
No, I live in Santa Monica.
Oh, okay.
You happen to be listening to the nationally syndicated Phil Hendry Show. It's not some local little San Diego...
Hold on, okay? Hold on for a minute. Now,
Stop condescending me.
All right, why are you offending this woman, okay?
She says she was a show business. Her father was serving sandwiches to Milton Berle.
You're threatened that I might actually know
The lady's
something.
Point is very good, and I want an answer to her question. 200 hours of community service for leaving the scene of an accident does sound pretty good. If I leave the scene of an accident, with my luck, I'm doing jail time.
Right.
Phil, are you an actor?
No, I'm not an actor.
Then why are you asking stupid questions? Hallie's an actress, and she only has a bowel movement every 2 days.
That's why she should get a better sentence, because she's an actress? No, I know that sounded sarcastic, but honestly, is that what you believe? Because she's in the entertainment field, she should get better?
I'm saying there is a sensitivity that she has to deal with, yes. And
well,
I guess the whole question of her having a bowel movement every other day is not going to...
Yeah, please don't go there. Please.
Would you
don't
please
go
just
there
get off
me
of that, okay?
Please.
Just get off of that.
I'm begging you. I'll talk to you about anything, but not that.
Yeah, because she only has a bowel movement every other day doesn't mean she doesn't get community service. Whatever. Yeah. All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is La Mesa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
La Mesa?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a first-time listener and caller.
Yes, ma'am.
And I must say that, speaking of actresses, Margaret Gray is a great one.
Thank you.
I'm really pleased that you're not paying her, because I was very discouraged thinking you were. She's an actress, and if she thinks
How
she's
dare you?
Doing,
I happen to be in the film business.
If she thinks she is doing Halle Berry any service with this kind of... programming, she's mistaken. I'd like to know, Miss Gray, if you are on the payroll. You seem to be so close to Halle. I can't believe that she would want someone speaking in her behalf in the manner that
you are. I think that Halle Berry is a tremendous artist. You sound old enough to remember all of the great minstrel shows.
I think Halle Berry is a tremendous artist,
and you sound old enough to remember the minstrel shows. I think that she harkens back to that time. You remember Al Jolson? You remember when the first time you went to see Al Jolson? The same thing.
Okay, now you're insulting this lady. I'm picking up on it, okay?
Well,
I'm picking up on it.
Don't bother, Phil, because
I'm picking up on the insults.
Seriously, you want to know?
Look,
do you really like Halle Berry, or are you just putting us on?
Phil, I
want to know just how she represents Halle Berry.
I do not. I'm a writer who happens to admire her.
And I'm surprised she had to ask Ted for an autograph. Doesn't she recognize Miss Gray? Aren't they on a first-name basis? Why would she have to ask for an autograph from Ted?
Yeah, how come?
Oh, and what movie stars do you live next to in La Mesa?
And I'm
Victor
not...
Victor Mature is dead.
I am a member of the human race, and I wonder where you come from.
How dare you?
I dare you do, ma'am.
I would slap you.
I dare just as you do.
How dare you speak to me that way?
I'm afraid that if Holly were to hear the things that you have said in her behalf, she would be very discouraged. Because she is a lovely lady, and she's made a mistake.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if
she
she's made
a
mistake,
a
let's
Easter
get
egg.
To the bottom line.
Will you knock
line.
It off with the chocolate Easter egg thing?
If she has made a mistake, then yes, she, and I'm not saying she's guilty or not. I know nothing of the incident.
You're
but
really very
she,
arrogant, aren't you?
If
you
she has
so
made
smart.
A mistake,
you remind me
then
of the
she
I
should
had
be treated like anyone else. However, if she is being mistreated because she is an actress, then that also would not be fair.
You know, I've never wished this on anyone, but I almost
Thank
wish
you,
a
Phil,
serial murderer would break into your home tonight.
Call,
I really
and
do.
Good luck to
I
Holly
wish
Berry.
Richard Ramirez would break out of jail and visit you. I just...
That was unnecessary.
Well, I do. And that's all there is to it.
Thank you, ma'am. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800... Richard Ramirez would break out of jail and pay her a visit.
Yes, I said so. What happened to the phone sound effects? Yes, I said that.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Did you tell me, Mike, that David Justice had, you know, I don't want to say this unless it's true, the thing that you alleged about him and Halle Berry? Oh, you don't know? Okay. Never mind, because I don't want to make a comment on it. Because I can tell you one thing, and this is the truth. You know, not always, believe it or not, as shocking as this may sound to many of you, not always when a woman says a man did this or that to me, is she telling the truth? Now, do I sound like one of these guys that's a member of, Freeman's Society or the Men's Liberation Front? No, I absolutely not, because, frankly, my entire life I've probably been more of a feminist than anything else. But just let's say through looking at the world, I've seen sometimes this Valerie Solanas woman that shot Andy Warhol. I just saw that movie on cable. Did you ever see this flick? I Shot Andy Warhol. Jeez, is that it's out there. So I downloaded her Scum Manifesto. This woman, I don't know if you know anything about her, but she shot Andy Warhol in his studio in New York in 1968. She walked into the studio, shot him and one other associate, and almost shot a third guy, but the gun jammed before she got into the elevator and left. And Andy Warhol recovered and went on to party for many more years, although the film indicates that he never got over this shooting. He constantly was living in fear of this woman. Well, I went and online, and I looked up this lady and her life, and she had written something called the Scum Manifesto, Society for Cutting Up Men Manifesto. And after she got out of jail, apparently she got 3 years, she called him again and threatened him some more. And he lived in fear of this woman until, I don't know, they died almost the same year. I think she died in 1988. Andy Warhol died in when, 87? And she died in poverty. And, of course, he was a highly celebrated artist. But the point I'm getting to is she was nuts. And I read this thing. She believed that men were just pieces of crap. She said that, and I was reading some of it to Maria this morning. Because I found myself reading this thing and thinking, you know what? She's not wrong, really, about a lot of this stuff that she said. First of all, she said that men are the cause of most crime in the world. Well, it's true. And, you know, violent crime, you name it. 98% of the crime, the real violent stuff, the murder, the assault, the rape, the mayhem, this is all caused by men. And she went on to talk about war being just another sexual get-off for men, because we can only get off so many times with our wives and girlfriends, and we need even more than that because we're so insecure we don't even know that we're men. saying, and I'm reading this stuff to Maria. She's writing, well, men, because our original imprinting are women, mother, mom, she's the one that we're hanging around. We're always proving that we're guys. For the rest of our lives, we're proving that we're men. Because the very first person that we were with, that we hung out with, that we had to hang around for a long time, was mommy. You know? So she says that the rest of our lives is spent proving ourselves. Now, I'm reading this stuff. And I'm mindful that it's written by a woman who shot this guy. She walked into a studio and shot him because she was a paranoid schizophrenic, it sounded like to me. She told the cops, Andy Warhol's controlling my life, and the guy is messing me up. It sounded like a mental case. But the stuff she was writing resonated with me on a certain level, and I was reading it to Maria. She wasn't disagreeing with any of it. Until I got to one point where there's something about, and men are all scum who only care about themselves, something like that. Maria goes, well, that part isn't true. Oh, well, thank you that we got to the part that isn't true. The rest of it, that we're incomplete females, that the male Y chromosome is an incomplete X chromosome, something like that. This was written by this woman, okay? And I'm reading this stuff and I'm thinking, you know, I know she's nuts, but a lot of the stuff she's saying makes sense to me. So I'm telling you now, if a woman who is that mental still can write some things that make a little bit of sense to me, I would say that I probably err more on the side of feminism than I do on anything else. And yet and still, I know through just looking at the world that not every time a woman says he raped me, or not every time a woman says that he harassed me, or not every time a woman says that he did this, that, or something else to me, is she telling the truth. Okay, so the reason why I say that is simply this. Halle Berry's only having a bowel movement every other day. I don't know why I said it. Why was I saying it, Mike? Tell me, you're the producer. Tell me, why was I talking about this? I wanted to go off on David Justice. That was it. And David Justice's relationship with Halle Berry. There were some, let's say, unsavory comments going on around David Justice. I don't know if any of this stuff is true or not. And so I will not repeat it because, guess what? You know, we're talking about a guy's reputation. You can sit here and mess with people's reputations by saying, oh, I heard that the guy, you know, it's one thing to say that a woman has a bowel movement every 2 days and it smells like Spring Glade. It's another thing to say that some guy's a wife beater. I would say that the latter comment is far more destructive, wouldn't you? Craig Taylor is sitting here. He wishes somebody would say he only needs to go to the bathroom every other day. But instead, they say all kinds of rotten things about him, like, hey, Craig, why don't you take a shower? Hey, Craig, when are you going to dye your hair back? I mean, Nikki, you know, Nikki, if you're listening, you know is what I'm talking about, man. You wish it smelled like Spring Glade, Spring Blossoms, huh? Yeah, I know. She's going, go, Phil, go. Anyway. So if you guys check out that website, you find any good Phil Henry websites, by the way, mail them to us, email them to us. What's your website? What is it? Phil@KFI640.com? Are we using that one for even the national show? Or email it to fats@premrad.com, phats@premrad.com. Phil Henry Show.